What does standing on business means, could you explain?
It basically means someone who is about their money.
Synonymous to a strong drive to successfully tackle and maintain financially favorable endeavors and situations. It's basically one of those behavioral suggestions that NT people are imprinted socially through popular personas. The usual consequence is a popularization of avarice-like behaviors. I like to think there are a series of major choices a person makes in life that decides what you stand for and who you are. Recognizing and deciding such decisions is the key. Intellect or knowledge doesn't necessarily apply to those, rather your relationship with higher intellect. Karma is real, but it's misunderstood. Karma is like a cycle. It's both good and bad for everyone. This is perhaps why people call karma a bitch. It refers to the system of causality and cause and effect. For every action in this reality, it's a positive and negative outcome due to our state of being. For example, a person who gives a hungry homeless person in need food does an objective good to the homeless person and eventually to himself. Though, even though he did a good thing, he immediately faced a disadvantage financially or resource-wise. He lost out on giving away food. He faced a negative reaction to his action immediately, yet eventually his good deed will come back to him, whether it's in a metaphysical way, the homeless man paying his debt, someone watching the man and thinking they should also do good, which leads to chain reaction of people doing more good, increasing the odds of him running across good actions done to him knowingly or unknowingly, aka more people doing good because of his actions, or the homeless person thinking to treat people better, or to do better because of the kindness he was shown, etc. Eventually the nature of what he done will come back to the good man. Even if at the very least, it's comfort in death knowing he did good deeds. Think of karma as a clock timer. You turn it one way, and it begins its tick off to the opposite side. Likewise, a thief also faces the same system of karma. He goes in Walmart and steals from the registers and whatnot. Let's say he got away and made a bunch of money, or he fulfilled his thrill, etc. His karma started off on a positive charge and is ticking to the latter. His debt of karma will be paid in a variety of ways, whether it's through self-repentance, self-sacrifice, the store closing, and eventually making it harder for him to buy things he needs. His behavior influencing other people's behavior and or promoting thieves who will eventually suck him dry one day. As is touted in the last example for the good man, if at least, perhaps metaphysical or a strong and crippling unease at eventual death. How do you know something is good? Well, there's a meaning behind the word, treat others the way you want to be treated. Ultimately, it depends on if someone is aware of goodwill or not, but there is objective good and bad for us humans. I believe. I've noticed that undeserved women don't feel shy or high inhib around Chad Light at all. They literally think that that's the level of a man that they deserve, and they have zero problems meeting with him and getting fucked. They don't at any point feel that they are beneath Chad, while on the other hand, they will reject hundreds of normies and subhumans on their level, and they would laugh at them. The good guys get absolutely decimated. They really think that they are on the same level as Chad. They feel complete entitlement to him. Cuck society. I am seeing good seeds dumpster dive and fucking utter alt BS and subhumans on a daily basis, and of course millions of normies and subhumans giving everything for free to foids. Women are wonderful effect is a real phenomenon. Every single man, regardless of his looks level, is at a simp state in today's society, so no wonder the Bible says the end of days will be ruled by a harlot spirit or nature. While your brain is rotten and high inhib from all of the negative reinforcement that you received being a man or being a good guy, foids below your looks level are having their degenerate adventures with zero anxiety in their dating playfield. Dating is a playfield for them. They never receive negative reinforcement in their life, and their brain chemistry literally resembles confident man more than the brain chemistry of actual faggot man today. This leads to that form of masculinized femininity or the harlot. You have to actually be interested in the subject you are researching about. Talent is interest. The reason talent manifests is because the more interested in something you are, the more you repeat the motion of research about it. Your mind inside the human body framework also works by a muscle memory, just like ejaculation, repetitive physical labor, exercise. So if you want to memorize something, you need to repeat it until the patterns start to become familiar. This process you describe as going back and rereading parts you read before, despite not remembering, is part of the process of memory and retention. The reason interest is important is because without being interested, you will fall short on this process. Like getting bored of repeating and lack of dopaminergic reward function via learning. Of course, you can sort of try to keep your interest level by breaking down your learning and setting goals. So if you're doing some normie slave nonsense you're not interested in, I'd suggest to set goals for yourself and reward yourself for completing them. This is why people who are promised careers after study succeed the studies. This is why degrees are given and titles in college. Set your own goals and reward yourself for it. Whether it's a daily goal, achievement-based one, or a skill level standard.